Now it's almost Rosh Hashanah, almost Yom Kippur, and we have to do tshuva. So there's a lot of tshuva to do, but there's one very basic tshuva. There's a basic tshuva to do of being happy. Being happy is a very basic tshuva. A person, his own life, and a person, the life of his family is very, very, very totally how the Abba is happy. If you're happy, everyone's happy, and if you're happy, everyone's matzliach. And the Rambam has a big kiddush, Perek Tes Vav Ishus, Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam says that a husband in the house can't be otzev, can't be sad. A kiddush neira, the Rambam, there is no makor in the Chazal for it, a baal can't be sad. A kiddush gadol. And what's the beer of the Rambam? Because if the baal sad, the wife sad, children sad, everyone sad. People have worries in their life, parnasa and health, everything. But one has to be, and we'll say a derech, how to be happy. See, we saw the Rav Shiva Meir, Rabbi Meir Finkel, a big goyin, a big tzaddik, was always very happy, very happy. Unbelievable, a matzah simcha, joking, and Rabbi Meir had a big hatzlacha. The yeshiva, the learning at the yeshiva steigt in his time. Everything was ran very, very well. See, Rav Shach came and said a hesped on Rav Benish in the yeshiva, and Rav Shach said, Rav Benish said a chiddush that he kept the yeshiva b'shalom. Mir yeshiva is b'shalom, baruch Hashem, ariyom hazeh, ad mei ve'esrim, all the time. Now, the tzchus Rav Benish, his simcha, his happiness, his everything, his ayin toiv, everything was happy, mele, everything was good. Rav Benish was very matzliach, and very, I think, maybe we can let us say his simcha was a big part of it, was a big part of his atzlacha. In Perek Tes Vav, it says a famous pasuk, Perek Tes Vav, Tov Lev Mishne Tomim, and Rashi and the Goyim say over here, a person is smer b'chelko. Whatever you have, be happy with. Be happy with, and then. It's not stam a milah, you're happy. You're by a mishteh. We go to chasana once in a while, every half a year, every few months. But if you're happy with what you have, be'emes, you're by a mishteh always. You're always by a mishteh. Against your Purim. Mor de gazach. Be happy b'chalkom. So, and there may be two things of being happy b'chalkom. See, every day we say a pasuk. Now we're saying slichas. It says, "Asher ya." It's pasuk in Tillim, Perek Nun Hey, Asher Yachtov, Namtik Sod. What does that mean? Those words, Asher Yachtov, Namtik Sod. It means that every bira again in Gemara, every Rashi Tosfos, every Gemara clearer is a sod. All the Gemara is sodos, not sodos of Kabbalah, sodos of pshat in the sugya. That's a sod. Rashi and Shabbos, Peches says there's a sod. Every sugya has a sod, and the sod is very sweet. And Yachtov, we're together getting this sod. Mele, every day we have a few sodos. What's trapped in the sugya? Mele, write them. Maybe we can have a new Kabbalah. Take 5 minutes a day. Write down a few things that you got every day. Sodos pshat in the sugya. Or you heard a chiddush? Chiddush. Then they're also it's a sod. Every kiddush is a big sod. I tell you also, we heard a big kiddush. The Goyin Shulchan Aruch Tovkut Pei Gimel says the minhag is to eat an apple Lel Rosh Hashanah. Why? Says the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch Bir Hagra because Lel Rosh Hashanah was the bracha of Yitzchok Avinu to Yaakov Avinu. And there was Reach Bni, Reach Soda, Reach Tapuchim. The brachas, the bracha made a shefa in the world, Le Rosh Hashanah, and Tapuach is a simon of the bracha of Yitzchak. Chiddush Neira. I saw it inside. Smela, write down every day 5 minutes a few chidushim, sodos that you got that day, whatever you learned, Mishnayas, Gemara, how you heard a shir, then and you'll say over. Whatever you can say over at the Shabbos table of Yontif, Niflamoy, And there's another etzah. That's be happy, be happy. Whatever you have, be happy. Tov leiv mishle tamid. There's another pasuk in Mishlei Yud Ches, famous pasuk. It says Yud Ches Yud Dalid Ruach Ish Takel Machaleu. Says the goyim, it means, and Rashi also mashma, that if you have simcha, you take away machalis. Take away machalis. You take away diseases, chalila, take it away, because simcha makes the old goof happy, goof works well, no machlis. That's one simcha. There's another etzah of the pepel yoritz. Everyone every day has a few nisim, niflos, in the parnosa and everything. Write down whatever you can in Oz Zayin pepel yoritz says it. Go over at night. Those two things you should do. Write down sodos of Limud HaTorah, which you got, and Niflos, which you got every day, a few things, and write it down, go over at night, and you'll be happy. This is the Ikra, Simcha is the Ikra Tshuva. Avad, we have to worry about Rosh Hashanah, but the Tshuva is to be happy. That's the Tshuva itself, to be happy with what you have. We're healthy, Baruch Hashem, we're living, Baruch Hashem, family. We should dance all night. We have a person married happily, and he'll be... This is the way to be married happily. Be happy in the house. Be happy, not be sad. Don't let your worries get the best of you. Be happy in the house. Dance. Go home and dance. You're married. You have children. You're learning. You're healthy. Nifla moed. Nifla ad moed. Dance every day. That's a tshuva for Yom Kippur, for Rosh Hashanah. Shem should help all of you. Shana Tova, Adzikasevu, Sechasemu, all of you. La'alter, L'chayim Shalom. You should have all the Yeshuas, Hatzlacha, B'sifron, Tzitik, and Kimurim. You should have a year of Birkat Hatzlacha, Amen.